Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Jerry was doing updates all night long, him and John Minko.
No, I wasn't.
Well, I mean,
an hour.
All right, but I was still giving you a little credit.
That's nice, but I don't want to, let's not go nuts.
Why were you doing updates Minko, for an extra hour?
Because Minko was here. I could not believe when I got in the car at 2:40 that John Minko was on. So I figured let me get there as soon as I could after I got out. We got in about 10 after 4, and so I started at 4:40 to get him out of here.
So Minko was here pretty much 24 hours then.
Yeah, because he came in way early because of the New Jersey Transit potential stoppage.
Right, and then he stayed here 24 hours.
Right, so he got in for his shift that started at noon yesterday at about, what?
5:45?
No, 3 like? O'clock in the morning.
It was 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. Yeah. Wow. That's why I was here for 24 hours. So he's here a little bit
and
more than 24 hours.
He air at noon. With his first cast.
Right.
And then did his last cast at 4:45 on wind.
He was offered in a hotel room, though, and turned it down, which is just stupid. I don't understand that.
But you were inspired by him.
No, I wasn't.
And when they say lead by example, that's exactly what Minko did yesterday. And then you followed through on it yesterday because you realized last night it was going to get really bad on Long Island.
I'm pretty sure John Minko never went through his mind.
Right. He did not. Not one time. But by the way, I was right because 19 inches of snow in Patchogue, the second most on Long Island, which is the train station that I took in, the train I took in. So my car is buried under 19 inches of snow. Yeah. In Patchogue right now.
I shoveled at 8 o'clock. I thought we were at the tail end. When I got up and went outside, I'm like, what? Huh?
Yeah.
Did I do it again?
I mean.
Terrible.
I can't remember 20 inches of snow, to be honest with you. But, hey, we're here. We're doing a program, right? So, Jerry Recco's got an update for us. What's happening, Jerry?
We are brought to you by Massey Machado Strength and Conditioning, the fitness and sports performance experts. Visit them at MMSCNY.com. Well, we start, believe it or not, with the basketball because you had a couple of really cool things last night with LeBron James and Dwight Howard, who had himself just a monster night in Brooklyn.
Kemba into the front court for the Hornets. Between the circles now, pulls up, gives to Howard left of the lane, gets the shorter Acey, palms it as Acey's reaching for it, spin out to the rim, and the layup is good. Dwight Howard cuts the lead down to one with 2:20 to go in the fourth.
Now that I was heard that live.
Brooklyn!
It's a 23. Yeah, you were off.
No, I'm serious. I was waiting for the train in the car, listening to this game, listening to the Nets blow the lead. I could not believe
23 point lead in the third quarter for the Nets. And Charlotte comes storming back, outscores them 36-18 in the fourth quarter. The stat line on Dwight Howard, pretty remarkable. 32 points, 30 rebounds on the night. Eighth player in league history with a 30-30 game. It's interesting, too, because I read it. I haven't found that. I got to see if I can find him saying it. But I did read that I think it was AC he was talking to, where he basically says in the final shot or foul shot, if this misses, I'm getting the rebound because I got 29. I'm not about stats, but 30 rebounds is pretty
30,
special.
30, yeah, sure.
And so he wound up getting it. Here was Kenny.
Assist.
Kenny Atkinson says they just out-muscled us.
We never really found a solution to combating their physicality in the second half.
Yeah, no, they didn't at all. They got just blown out in the second half after they had that 23-point lead. Here was Howard. This is the one clip I did find. He said he stepped up after the break. Interesting reason why.
Just thought that my energy and effort wasn't where it needed to be for our team to be successful. And got a text at halftime from somebody. Kind of got me motivated, gave me some extra energy.
The stories say his best friend texted him and said, dude, you're not playing properly. And so he turned it up in the second half pretty good. Kemba Walker at 24,
when did he
10
read
in the
text?
Fourth quarter. Halftime.
At halftime. So he checks his phone at halftime.
Yeah, why
they
not?
All check their
they
phone
all check
at halftime.
Their phone
yeah, nothing wrong with that.
Eat an orange peel, check your phone.
Yeah, right.
Get back on the floor, pretty much the way that goes. This also, too, a little nuts. How many free throws do you think Charlotte shot last night? I'll tell you, the Nets shot 20.
Okay, so what, they shoot 40?
45?
47.
Oh, my God.
Unbelievable, yeah. As for the Knicks, they lost to the Heat. Not a shock there.
Beasley fakes, drives, shuffle pass, deflected by Olynyk. Courtney Lee dives onto the come up with it, but McGruder gets it. A hit to Johnson, to Dragic, lays it up and in. And the lead is ballooned to 19.
Yeah, and they would wind up losing by 21.
Yeah.
The Knicks fall to the Heat, 119-98. Tyler Johnson, Kelly Olynyk, 22 points apiece. Luke Babbitt at 15. Miami, 5 of 7 from 3 in the third quarter. So the Knicks fall
big. It's like shooting practice. Like, there's nobody even
no resistance.
Close.
No.
near the guy that's shooting. There's not a hand up. There's nothing.
Nope. You see the five guys that are going to coach the Knicks or the five guys that they threw out there in addition to Rivers and Mark Jackson?
Is Rick Pitino's name linked at all?
No. Someone called yesterday, but Isola has Jerry Stackhouse now in that mix.
As the coach?
Yeah. David Fizdale is in the mix, and then David Blatt. So, and then I don't want to get Boomer started, but five guys and a king, they all have ties to LeBron James, every one of those guys.
Yeah, I'm sure David Blatt's going to, convince LeBron James to come to Madison
Square Garden. What has Jerry Stackhouse done to warrant an NBA call? Has he coached somewhere,
I'm sure he's assistant coaching somewhere.
He's making a name for himself, and I'm reading for the article now, making a name for himself coaching Toronto's G League affiliate.
G League, okay.
So,
well, there you go. Then he's got himself.
Stackhouse and Perry go back nearly 20 years with the Pistons.
Got it.
So it's almost like this article is a foregone conclusion that Hornacek's gone.
Oh, yeah. I mean, come on. Of course he is.
Why is it Hornacek's fault?
It's not, whether it's his fault or not, the team's falling apart. He wasn't hired by this regime.
I know, but they got guys playing out of position. Obviously, if you listen to Hornacek, he'll tell you that the Knicks are missing a small forward, an athletic small forward, and their best player's hurt. I don't know how that's the coach's fault, but I guess that's what's going to happen.
It's two different arguments, right? Whether it's the coach's fault and whether or not he's going to be the coach, because he's not going to be the coach, and that's really all that matters.
This has basically become a two-year cycle to be the head coach.
Right, yep.
Who's next? Incredible.
He'll go somewhere else and run D'Antoni's offense and take his team to the playoffs.
Meantime, Oklahoma's Trae Young, who is going to be in the NBA draft, he said yesterday it would be, quote-unquote, a blessing to be drafted by the Knicks.
Sure about that.
Would like to play in the mecca of basketball, Madison Square
Garden. How many point guards would that make for the Knicks then? Like 18?
He'd be the best one.
They're just going to keep on bringing point guards in here until they find one.
That's fine. Bring him in.
Freshman averaging 30 points a game.
And he's exciting as all hell. I mean, he jacks up these threes.
I don't know that off the top of my head. 6'4", 6'5"? I don't know.
I think he might be even smaller than that.
He could be. I don't know. I only saw one game with him, and he was horrendous towards the latter part of the regular season.
That's great.
6'2".
6'2", so he better be a good shooter.
Cavaliers beat the Raptors. They were down by 15. They come back and win 132-129. LeBron James, 35 points, 17 assists, 0 turnovers. If I read this right, he is the first one since 1977 when they started keeping the assist and turnover stats. He's the first one ever to have a stat line of 35 or more points, 15 or more assists, and no turnovers. So that's pretty impressive. He was asked after the game if he was trying to make a point with the way he played.
I don't need to remind anybody what my teams are capable of doing, so that wasn't a factor.
I was watching his pregame workout yesterday. Did you see any of this?
No. Is this the stuff in the hallway?
Yes, I did see it.
Impressive, actually.
Yeah. It is really impressive. He goes through this whole workout routine prior to these games.
Yeah, in the tunnel.
In the tunnel, that is, I don't know how he has the energy to actually play in the game.
I thought the same thing. Like, he's got to be exhausted just from that. Nope, let's go out and just light it up. And I don't think he's missed a game this year. I could be wrong. I got to look. I don't think he's rested, or I think he's played every game this year.
It is frightening how hard he works on his body and making sure that he's ready to rock and roll and – it is really impressive.
You know what it reminded me of in hearing about this? I haven't seen the video, but there was a time I was covering a hockey playoff game. It was the Penguins and the Flyers, and Jágr was on the Flyers. So they go out there, they play an overtime game in the playoffs, right? And then we all go down to get interviews in the locker room, and then I hear, and I'm like, what the hell is that? It's Jaromír Jágr he's 40 years old at this point, after the game, dragging weights behind him, running as fast as he can.
I believe it.
I'm like, no wonder.
He's
no
warm.
Wonder.
He's right. Loose.
I mean, no wonder these guys do what they do.
That's right.
And that's the stuff people don't see, that's not talked about a lot.
Oh, the work these guys put in that no one knows
is crazy.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Well, we all saw it yesterday. LeBron was there without a shirt on, ripped up the abs. I'm just crazy stuff.
Yeah,
I'm just like, how in the world does he have the energy to go out there and play four quarters of basketball?
He's a freak.
Every night, yep. Pelicans beat the Pacers 96-92. Anthony Davis, 28-13 and 5 block shots. The NCAA tournament resumes tonight with the Sweet 16. One half of the 16 will play. The first game is Loyola, Chicago, and Nevada at 7:05. Texas A&M, Michigan at 7:40. We'll have the late games on the fan. Kentucky, Kansas State, Florida State, and Gonzaga as well. Some clips from Sam Darnold, the pro day Wednesday in the rain. He said he did exactly what he expected of himself.
I knew I was going to come out here and do well. well.
He said teams that were there saw him at his peak.
I showed them the best version of myself.
Now, the one thing about all these stories
so
is
play
that
without shoulder pads.
That he's there, right, exactly. That he's there. He's throwing in the rain. It's hell, right? All this. He's, well, not quite as wet as you might think.
The managers kept the balls nice and dry for him.
Yeah, kept the balls nice and dry for him.
Well, you got to keep them dry.
But yeah. I was telling Al, wasn't Troy Aikman was a terrible thrower of the ball in bad weather, specifically in the rain. So at least it shows something.
I don't know. I can't confirm that, Jerry, but maybe
he was terrible in the rain.
maybe he had small hands.
He had
know.
Small hands and he had trouble gripping the football when the balls were wet.
Well, for a guy like that who's had turnover issues and the small hands thing, throwing in the rain does help him. I still can't believe that everybody's freaking out that much when he's on his home field with guys he knows with no pads on.
And no defense.
Right. I mean, how is this the thing that puts him over the top? It's just shocking to me.
I don't know. The Yankees beat the Orioles 9-4. Aaron Judge, couple of home runs.
Uh-oh.
He was pretty good. Four RBIs, four runs scored. What the hell? He says, that having been said, this is a new year, new start.
Yeah, well, it doesn't carry over. You know, your stats from last year, I wish they'd carry over. You know, I wouldn't mind starting out with 52 homers.
But he starts with zero.
Well, they actually
and of
do
course,
carry over for you, you know, the back of your baseball
for
card.
His career.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. We get started next week.
And the amazing thing about the Yankees, one day it's Sanchez hitting home runs, the next day it's Judge hitting home runs, then it's Stanton hitting a home run. I mean,
you really find it hard to believe that this team will have a losing streak of more than a couple of games.
It feels like it's impossible, but...
Was it 98 when they won the whatever it was,
yes,
the 100?
Yeah, that was their best team, yeah.
Did they, if I am correct, I think they went the entire season without losing back-to-back games.
That might be true, not having a three-game losing streak or something.
Maybe no more than two in a row.
Yeah, I think
that's what this reminds me of, because if there's no way all nine guys are going to be in a slump at the same time. That doesn't happen.
No.
And the power this team has... just remarkable. Jacob DeGrom and Michael Conforto played.
Only four was their longest losing streak in 98.
So they had four, really?
Yeah. But that's still, I mean, only having one four-game losing streak the entire season, winning 114 games.
Okay.
So.
Interesting. Jacob DeGrom, Michael Conforto played in a minor league game Wednesday in Port St. Lucie. DeGrom threw 88 pitches. How'd it go?
Good. I think today was, you know, the main goal is to get the pitch count up and beyond 5 days going into the season, so everything felt good.
He struck out Tim Tebow on a nasty.
By the way, that 1998 Yankee team,
yeah,
they started the season losing four of their first five games.
Is that true?
Yes.
And then they just ran off win after win.
And then
win
it was just they
win.
Just went crazy, and they didn't win. They lost from that point on. After losing Monday, April 6th to Seattle, putting them at 1-4. They only lost two games, I think, in like the next 20.
Sounds about right.
Well, to
I did not realize that they had a four game. I thought the big major stat from them was that they never lost more than two in a row.
Well, they lost two in a row to Baltimore. Yeah. I'll tell you what, it was. That's the kind of season that you think they're going to have just that same type of season. Why wouldn't you think that?
Does it ever work out like that, though? You know,
it doesn't, but this just seems to be just too much offense.
No, I know. I know. And the bullpen's great, and the staff isn't bad. I mean, it's just...
Yeah, they had a couple three-game losing streaks in there. But then they ended up not losing a game their last seven. God.
And then they ran through the playoffs.
Oh, yeah. They ran through the playoffs is right. I mean, that was a team that had Pettit and Cohn and... Right? They also had Clemens was on that team, right?
Did he get there yet, Clemens?
In 98, yeah. I believe so.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't you reading it there?
Yeah, no, I am.
Here's Michael Conforto. He homered off of first-round pick David Peterson, so that's cool.
I got all that one. Yeah, that felt really good. It's good to see it fly.
And so May 1st is still the target date?
Clemens got there in 99 the year after.
Is that true?
Yeah.
What do you call it? The target date's still May 1st for Conforto, but he feels really good, says the shoulder's not even a concern for him, and so maybe he gets on the field a little bit sooner than that. Yankees play the Twins today. Jordan Montgomery the start. Mets and Nationals tonight. Important start, I guess, for Zach Wheeler. The stuff in the newspaper is that if he doesn't pitch well, maybe he won't have a spot in the starting rotation.
There goes your big five. Didn't last, huh?
Perhaps.
Let's hold on for a second. Let's hope he has a good day today, and let's see if we can open the season with a big five.
I mean, who cares who the... I mean, honestly.
I do.
You really... really care that it's those five guys? What does it matter at this point?
You know what? I'll tell you why it matters, because I've been waiting for this.
Give me
ever
the
since
best
guy. All got together.
I don't. It's all that is long gone. Just give me the five best guys.
Well,
I don't care what their names are.
If I understand that, but if you're saying give me the five best guys, I want those guys to be the five best guys.
But you know what, though? If Zach Wheeler turns out to be the best first guy out of the bullpen, I mean, he's still part of it.
That's right. Great. Good. He's part of the team. He's contributing. I mean, the fact that we need to have these five guys out there, it's some sort of goal. I mean, that's just so Mets, isn't it?
I mean, it just is.
But what does it matter? It doesn't mean anything.
For me, it means nothing. I want to see them out there.
Okay, you want to see them out there, but if they're not, like, big deal.
Speaking of so Mets, I actually, yes, I'm a loser. I get it. I watched it with my son. I was watching the 2015 Road to the World Series.
Yeah.
It was a recap of all the games. My God, that World Series against the Royals. They should have swept that team. The mistakes that I know we went through it at the time, but you kind of forget about it.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God is right. Fundamentals.
I mean, you talk about just giving away a World Series.
I remember that stuff vividly. I was at a Halloween party, the Daniel Murphy error game. I'll never forget that.
The one
that.
To his left?
Yeah, right. I mean, I'm dressed up
and
like an idiot watching that.
Dude, a throw is just horrendous.
And David Wright, you start to creep to third base. Fake the throw and tag him out.
Right. Man.
Oh, the mistakes they
Gary,
made.
Just why are you brutal. Bringing that up this morning?
Because I watched it last night at 5 o'clock, and it just, I was watching, I'm like, I don't remember this.
You do know that Daniel Murphy was a net negative because of that game.
No, he had 17 home runs that postseason. He was net negative one game, yes.
Okay.
God, Rangers in Philadelphia tonight, the Islanders host the Lightning. Bam.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.